It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. This weekend, NASCAR's most popular driver will round his last turn at Charlotte Motor Speedway during the Bank of America 500.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. brings him to the flag, checkered flag, waving, it's over, it's Earnhardt!
That's the sound of Dale Earnhardt Jr. winning the Daytona 500 in 2014. Earnhardt is retiring at the end of the season after two decades of racing. He's such a fan favorite, he's been voted NASCAR's most popular driver for the last 14 years. To get some perspective on what makes Junior so popular and what his absence might mean for the sport, we reached his former crew chief, Steve Letarte, who is now a NASCAR color analyst for NBC Sports. What makes him so popular among the fans?
You know, I think Dale's kind of charisma and everyday attitude is why the fans love him. You know, there's not much of a filter, which can be good and bad, but I think the fans appreciate it. Whenever he speaks, it's honesty. And I think in a world of political correctness and polish and talking points, that you have a huge star in a sport that really, it's not that he doesn't care, it's that he just wants to be genuine. And I think that his genuine demeanor really comes across and the fans relate to that.
And you know, all those things that you mentioned are great reasons to be a fan of somebody, but it seems like a weird diametric to constantly be voted the most popular, even though he doesn't necessarily have the wins to back it up.
Well, I think I can compare Dale Earnhardt Jr. to the Dallas Cowboys, which is, you know, they have a huge fan base, but it's been a long time since they've been to a Super Bowl. So I think you have to have some success, and 26 career wins is definitely some success. Two Daytona 500s is without a doubt a successful career. So I think he has given the fan base something to hang their hat on, to defend him as a great race car driver, because he is a great race car driver. But, you know, you don't have to have consistent success. I mean, I love the Red Sox, win or lose. Some years I love them because they win, and some years I still love them when they lose.
Why is he calling it a day?
Well, you'd have to ask him more than me. It just appears from his announcement that he was very comfortable with this, with calling it a career. You know, I think people underestimate the length of the season, the toll it does on your body, the toll it does just in your life. I mean, it takes a tremendous amount of time to run at the level that he runs at. He's married now, and he's had a great career. So I think that while the fans would love to see him race forever, I think at the same time, he's a human just like me. I decided to climb off the top of the pit box, and now he's decided to climb out of the race car.
Yeah, and he's still a young man, at least young for racing anyways, right? I mean, 42?
The question mark I have is I think that number's going to move. Like, I think 42 won't be young for racing in 20 years. We're seeing the drivers come in younger and younger and younger. Look at Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney. I mean, 23, 24, 25 years old is now a couple-year veteran of the sport. And I think when you see that, it's going to be hard-pressed for someone to get a 20-year career.
Do you know if being diagnosed with a concussion last year had anything to do with his decision?
Well, we've never had that conversation, but I think it would be unfair to say that everything didn't rule into his decision. You know, I think you can't pick apart a body of work. You can't pick apart a decision. I think the wins mattered. The losses mattered. I think the marriage matters. The concussion matters. I think everything in someone's being makes them decide what they want. I mean, I decided to get off the pit box. I loved my job, but I loved my family. I was looking forward to the new opportunity with NBC. You know, there's so many layers to the decision. I'm sure his is the same way. You know, I don't think it's fair to say it's one thing or the other. I think it's a totality of a lot of different things.
You worked with him really closely for several years. Is the popularity of him that we were talking about, is that something that he embraces?
He's embracing it. He's very humble about it, and he also carries it with a lot of pressure. He realizes that he has a huge fan base, and I would say when he straps in on Sunday, those are the people he's racing for. While it's, you know, popular to say it's for the sponsors and his team and all of this, I think he holds his fan base right up there with the sponsors and his team. He wants to perform for his fans who you know, cheer him on week in and week out.
Yeah. Did he ever talk about what I'm sure has to be a huge shadow that his legendary father casts?
You know, he doesn't talk about it much. I think he embraces the fan base that came along with being Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s son. You know, and I think he enjoys the opportunity to be a race car driver. I think he likes it and he enjoys it. He embraces it. He understands the legacy he's carrying. He has the last name. He has the fan base following him, but he's still his own person. And that's what I think I've enjoyed the most about him is he takes every opportunity he can to kind of step out of the shadow and do his own thing.
Yeah. Well, what was it like working with him in the way that you did?
Well, I mean, it was wonderful because we became very close friends, and it's always great to kind of go into battle with a friend of yours. We found some success. Always would like to have more, but it was fun. And winning the Daytona 500 in 2014 was a day that I don't think I understood how just big of a moment it was when it was happening. But now that it's over, looking back, it was a career-changing day for me.
Will he be done completely with racing?
So from what I understand, he's announced he's going to run some Saturday races, some Xfinity races for Junior Motorsports, the team that he owns. And I think at that point, it's going to be up to him and the business model and the team in which he owns. We'll figure out what he does from there.
What happens to NASCAR with him retiring, since he is so popular?
Well, I think that, you know, it would be a lie to say that losing the most popular driver from inside the seat is a concern. But at the same time, there are so many up-and-coming young superstars that I think the fan base that cheers for Dale Earnhardt Jr. will have to just find their next favorite. And I don't think it'll all go to one guy. I don't think one person can step into the shoes of Dale Earnhardt Jr., but I do think there is a class of young stars that can fill the void.
That's NASCAR color analyst for NBC Sports and former Dale Earnhardt Jr. crew chief, Steve Letarte. You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.